Do I have any motivation? You guys are gonna give me some motivation, like.
I think that you are very handsome.
That's not what I meant. Okay, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is a podcast about making a podcast. Yeah, it's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm your host, Matt Thompson, and stepping in for Mandy this week is Shoda. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi!
And joining me, as always, this week is also Ollie. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi!
This week, it's going to be our guest Shoda's turn, who gives it a whirl at coming up with a potential idea for a podcast instead. Finally, because I'm fucking tired of thinking of shit.
Yeah, we're so tired. Oh my god.
we'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the lady ladles and jelly spoons, it'll definitely become a show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard, where really old, wrinkly grave diggers who smoke a lot of cigarettes ash out on your tombstone.
Wow. Now I'm real nervous.
Like, can you imagine? Just like your tombstone just becomes like filled with like cigarette butts.
I'd be into that. I mean,
oh my god!
I don't know about you.
My friend just
people tap out everywhere. Like I know, like in high school, people used to just tap out. Like this used to be like an alleyway, and just it was entirely just like cigarette butts. It was like they paved just an entire road of cigarette butts.
I hate cigarette smoke. It smells so bad, and like you know, we get into the lift with someone, and like during COVID times, and then it seeps in through your mask, and you can smell the cigarettes, and then I think I'm gonna get COVID.
Yeah, but I feel like those are like career smokers, you know, like people who smoke 2 packs a day and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I guess. My friend actually, you were like talking about it. My friend just sent me a like meme thing, and she said that imagine you get murdered and some girl skips your episode of the Forensic Files because it's boring.
That fucking bitch. It's fucking that would be so depressing. Like, I don't know, can ghosts cry? I feel like that's maybe like,
I think yeah. it's like beyond crying though, you know, you just kind of like sit there and then slump that, oh, not even my death is interesting.
Yeah, I definitely transform into like a banshee or something, just start like wailing in someone's house and be like, you fucking turn that these are like back, you fucking rewind that shit and watch that episode.
Yeah. Are you gonna haunt somebody's fucking Netflix queue or some shit?
Yeah, if they don't watch like the fucking right sequence of adventure, no, I mean ghost adventure episodes, then I mean, you're gonna fucking haunt them for that shit.
Fuck, I miss ghost adventures, yeah, dude. I mean, it's still on, but it's just bad.
I mean, I think I watched an old episode a couple of days ago, and like it's just like it's fun to run in the background because.
It's like it's so dramatic. You feel like you're involved in something. Something is going on. But
wait,
like,
wait. What's Ghost Adventures?
It's just dudes being bros. Just, you know, like partying with some ghosts.
Just guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.
Yeah. No, boys. No. Boys being boys.
Boys being
at the asylum.
Not boys being jelly spoons.
No.
It's like someone with like a talk box in like a really spooky prison, and he's like, dude. Dude, the ghost just said he's gonna eat my ass, and he's like, "Oh my god, dude, that's so fucking spooky."
Oh,
the replay comes. Grug, eat my ass. Grug, eat my ass.
Is this like the spirit box thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh man,
it's always so fucking funny. Okay, we had a 9-year-old girl who died here. She was murdered brutally by a bunch of wolves. What does the spirit box say? Grug, Volkswagen. Grug. What the fuck?
Oh, I watched one, and the guy said, "My name is James." And then the actual like ghost hunter was like super super excited, and his partner's just like, "Who the fuck is James? Why are you here? We're not looking for James. We're looking for Derek."
I think because we watched a lot of BuzzFeed
Unsolved, yeah.
And like they did it when they were in like a house that's supposed to be possessed by a demon, and they were like, "What's your name?" And it was like, "Whoa, whoa." spaghetti. And it was like, oh shit. And it was like, what? And it was like,
spaghetti.
It was like, what else? It was apple tater. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about, dude. Like, maybe ghosts are actually just having a good time, like, just fucking with those people.
I mean, like, you have all that time. You might as well fuck with people.
Yeah, that's true. If you're not going anywhere.
I know, I got so heated, because, like, I got, like... Okay, so I ordered this puzzle, and I thought I was going to have, like, a good, wholesome, like, family time, but... Man, that...
What kind of puzzle is this?
That's a spooky one. That puzzle is just covered in titties. Like, I thought it was, I thought it was, like, just one portion of it, and then the closer I look, the more and more breasts just fucking jump out of that puzzle. I was like, man, how corny and were they, like, when they painted this?
What kind of puzzle is this, man?
So Ollie and I really like to do puzzles. We like to do puzzles in our free time and listen to audiobooks because we're wholesome people. And Ollie wanted to, you know, like, because it's Halloween, we love Halloween. He bought us a Halloween-themed puzzle. And it's called House of Something, right?
Yeah, House of Horror.
And it's quite horrifying.
That doesn't sound horny or anything. Like, it sounds pretty unassuming.
Yeah, there's some Draculas, there's some zombies, ghosts. And
there is
just
a Dracula with the boobs, too. It's just eating the boobs.
Oh, yeah, there was a Dracula who wanted the, like, it looked like he's really gonna jump at those titties, but his teeth are just in the way. I mean, that's the kind of situation that's... And then, like, I looked a little closer, there's, like, a BDSM couple in, like, the very back of it. It's, like,
it's very sexy that the guy... doing the BDSM. Well, they're both doing BDSM, but the, I suppose, dominant character is wearing a thong and a leather jacket.
Oh. Yeah, there's some degree of ass on this puzzle as well, but it's a little it's a little more understated than the big old titties that are on this puzzle.
And, like, you bought it from a children's board game store.
It was just a regular board game store. Like, you know, they have some spooky stuff. They have some, like, a lot of board games where, like, people are gonna get heated about, like, play 12-hour games of Risk. I don't know. That's not children's games. That's fucking real man-hour games.
Oh my god, Risk is so... It's horrendous playing Risk, right? Especially people are drinking, you know? People are yelling, they're fucking flicking, like, little soldiers across the map,
yeah,
arguing about the rules.
I think most of Risk is just arguing about people. It's like, you better not fucking invade that country. Like, you had the fucking audacity fucking move into Australia. You fucking
you
wish.
Come to Australia, I swear. Yeah, there's a fucking... You come to Australia, that's it. Leave Australia alone. I need two extra guys a turn, please. Just one guy, 5,000 guys in Australia.
I think most of the games of Risk I play just end up becoming the Cold War, where no one really wants to do anything. They just slowly build up, and it's like, yeah, you don't want to fucking cross this.
It's like nobody wants to do anything, and then, like, two people decide to, like, fuck up one person. He's like, oh, fuck, that's it, I'm fucked. They always, like, have to end up retreating into, like, England or something.
I think
it's, like, one tiny island.
I wonder if there are any ghosts playing Risk right now.
Nah, they can't get them. They're not strong enough to get them. Oh. They can't open the box. Maybe they can play games of Risk that are already open.
I think the best the ghost can do is probably, like, a Ouija board. That's probably, like, some sort of ghost board game.
Well, can't ghosts, like, flip tables and shit?
Yeah, but can they roll dice?
That's complicated. Like, I think they need to build up, like, they need to work out their muscles, work up some psychic energy. I think, you usually get poltergeists around, like, teenagers and stuff, like all that angsty moody energy or something, they say that's like triggers the poltergeist. I don't know, it was something like that.
I've never had, like, I mean, I've only ever had one ghost experience where my cousins and I were in my dad's, like, where he grew up, which is in a big spooky house. Cool. On the river Ganga. Mm-hmm. And we were playing in my great grandmother's room, and suddenly all the doors shut and the lights went out, and then there was a rattling on the window, and we just bolted. I don't know what happened after that. I was quite young, but we just, like, fucked off.
No, that's pretty spooky, dude.
Yeah, my sister's ghost story is the best one, though. She was in... So we went to a school where they had like a really big theater. And backstage, there was a door that led out, because the stage was like a classroom, right? So it, like, led out to the music rooms and the food science room. So food science is like home economics for anyone who basically cooking. It was like a kitchen. And the food science rooms would all be locked. And on a night of a performance, most of the classrooms would be locked. There would be only like one or two open as dressing rooms or whatever. And she tried to get in. I mean, she was just passing one of the food science rooms. She was going back into the, like, through the stage door. And then she heard a scream and then someone trying to get out of the food science room. And I don't know, like, about your classrooms, but the classrooms that we had had, like, those little skinny windows in the doors.
Yeah, like, just a little mesh in them, right? Just
Yeah. So she looked inside and she couldn't see anyone, but it was fogged up. And it kept, like, kept rattling. And it's like someone was trying to, like, turn the knob, but the door was locked. Yeah, real spooky. Oh my God.
Maybe, like, a 5-year-old was in there, so they weren't, like, tall enough to, like, the... be on the window.
Oh, maybe. I hope so. I think that's... Oh, I don't know if that's better, though.
I think that's actually...
to have a 5-year-old locked in the food science room.
That is worse than a
girl's,
really.
Yeah, I think so. But oh yeah, there was... Because there was a lot of conjecture about our school being built on an old Muslim gravesite.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally ghost activity now. Now we're talking.
Because it's like... Because, you know, it's like the middle of Jumeirah. I don't know how many people listening to this are from Dubai, but like Jumeirah is the most haunted place in Dubai.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Jumeirah is haunted.
Yeah,
for
it's so fucking haunted. Like, Ollie's house was always haunted.
Yeah, I think it was the one time where you guys were staying over at my house, and then you got attacked by bats, and, I mean, that was a bad time, really. I mean,
I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, we hadn't really slept for a long time. We were delusional. I mean, by the time, like, I think before we went to sleep, we went to, like, McDonald's to try and get some, like, some breakfast, I don't know, but it was a fucking wild night, ghouls.
Well, you guys have a spirit fucking trapped in your room, man. You have a...
Oh, yeah, the fridge. Yeah.
The spooky
don't
fridge.
Don't even say that. It's not spooky. It's fine. I've cleansed it. I bought sage.
Oh, wait. Excuse me? Did you sage my fridge?
It's staring at us now, Matt. It's just
staring. Wait, the compressor is gonna kick on.
Oh my God! The first fucking time I slept with it in the room, and it shuddered. And like Ollie, it was one of the first. You didn't think it was one of. I don't know if it was a pickup line, but it was the first time we were really flirting with each other. We first started like. You know, romancing.
No, that wasn't a flirt. That was a warning.
It was not a fucking warning.
If you want to cross that line, you better fucking get used to this fridge. I'm gonna get buried with this shit.
So he's like, yeah, no, my fucking fridge is haunted. What?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's hot.
It moves around and it, like, shudders. Yeah.
But it works fine though, right? It's a really good freezer.
We thought it had broken a couple of months ago, and so we moved it downstairs, and then it just randomly started working again.
Yeah,
that's how it rolls. Should we?
Oh my God, I never thought of that as haunted before. It's fucking haunted.
Yeah, but it's a good ghost. Don't worry about it.
I told you.
Okay, it's a good ghost.
So guys, should we podcast?
Okay, I'm down. You're down?
Yeah, I'm down. I think I'm ready. Okay. I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm ready. I think I'm gonna school you boys.
Oh,
okay. Don't...
Not in podcasting, but in my podcast idea.
You wanna tell us what it is?
Yeah. So it's about self-care and hygiene.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you reading us? Is that
I am reading you a little bit, but only a little bit. Because I love you. I love both of you. Okay, so my podcast idea is to teach you and Ollie basic, like, living skills.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I think it's because our mama, Mandy, is gone now, so we're just running this house without a mom, so I guess she's here to just fucking teach us some manners, really.
Oh,
not manners, but life skills. The shit they should teach you in school, but just decide not to.
Is this why you were bringing up home economics? And it's like, yeah.
Yes, I am the ghost of the home
ec class. No. You were like, oh, guys, you like fucking ghosts? How about you go down to home economics? That's the fucking spookiest place I've ever seen.
So my idea is that each episode will be a different lesson in basic life living.
Okay, so what would some of these episodes be like? What are you thinking? Like, one episode would you do what? So I'm thinking
that we could test one out today, and I could teach you about self-care and hygiene.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have like any ideas for like the name of the show?
I do not.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll come up with one later.
So I want to teach you how to bathe.
Oh my god! Are you saying like actually how to use a bathtub? You mean?
No. Like, how to clean yourself when you bathe.
Okay.
Because I believe that there are very few people who wash all of themselves. Especially legs. I feel that people neglect washing their legs and their feet. They think that all the soap is going to run down their legs and clean it. But that's not how soap works.
What, are you talking, like, clean ourselves physically or, like...
Emotionally, I can't handle.
No, like, spiritually. Because we were talking about ghouls a second ago, and I'm just double-checking.
One episode can be about spiritual cleansing. We could talk about sage and crystals and meditation. But for this session, I think we should stay on physical cleaning.
Dang, dude, I love crystals, though.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, dude. Crystals are my favorite.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, I have no opinion on the crystals.
I have recently bought a bunch of crystals and then put them around me and pretend that they do something because, you know, hashtag 2020.
They're very sharp, some of them.
They're very pretty and they kind of look really nice in my...
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, how do you bathe? What are some of the other... Are you asking us specifically how do we bathe?
I feel so shy.
Are you saying like what's our shower routine?
I really like a good like dust bath, like a chinchilla. Just kind of put some dirt on the floor. You kind of roll around, you know, get that good oil off you, whatever the mm-hmm. like.
So yeah. When you do this dust bath, do you wash your legs?
Well, I mean, your whole body is submerged in the dust to get the musk off, you know? Yeah. So.
You gotta just roll in it. So, I mean, you have to step onto it first. So, I mean,
so it's the feet first, like a bath. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's called a dust bath.
I mean, if you're gonna bath, I mean, your feet's the first thing that kind of go in there. But I guess, like, yeah, I guess if I'm doing, like, a speed shower, I do kind of, like, neglect my feet, I guess. Yeah, because, like, sometimes you wake up. Like 30 minutes late, you're like, oh shit, I have to go commute somewhere, and you just like, I don't know, you just clean the essential areas, you know, like, yeah.
Which is fine. However.
But I mean, like, do your legs really get that dirty, though?
Yes! They're closest to the ground. It's where all the dirt comes.
No, but there's like two layers. There's like your socks plus, I thought they'd get sweaty, but you have your socks, you have your shoes, there's like, I know.
What if you're wearing flip-flops?
No, you gotta wear fucking socks with your flip-flops. that's just, as a civilized human, you gotta fucking wear socks with your sandals.
So, when I was little, I was taught to actually, like wash in between my toes and stuff. And then COVID happened, and I wore flip-flops and, like, open sandals everywhere. And I keep feeling like people are gonna sneeze on my feet.
Yeah, but...
Do you still worry about this?
Do you think somebody's, like, gonna, like, kick you or something and you're gonna get sick from, like, that kick injury or, like...
No, but I am concerned that if they're wearing socks and shoes and they've been stepping everywhere and then the bottom of the shoe comes in contact with my foot and then they put COVID particles on me.
Yeah, but that's recent.
That's a recent problem.
But really school.
But isn't that the same, like... with, like, farts and stuff? Like, if somebody farts, you know, that's the same
thing. Well, if someone farts and we're in the same blanket, then you're trapped with the fart. it's you, the person, and the fart now. You're now in a threesome.
With a fart?
Like, okay, so,
farts are just the ghost of, like, steak and stuff, right? Or, like, tortillas.
What?
So when you eat your lunch, right, the lunch dies and then it becomes a ghost and that ghost takes the form of a fart.
Oh my god, correct? That's beautiful.
It's just their way of, you know, making it to the burrito heaven or whatever.
I love that. It's like a ghost. It's a food ghost. Oh my god.
Ollie. Except it came from your ass. That's it.
Well, it has to come from somewhere.
Well, it better come from your butt, Deanna. Where else are you going to be farting from?
Clearly, you only have one hole.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about, like, you don't want to fart out of your eyelid or something, you know? Just a puff of air coming out of your eyes.
Let's just leave it an eyelid. So you would start with a bath, and then comes a very crucial step that I think a lot of people miss, and that is putting lotion on. Now, you shouldn't follow in my footsteps. Yeah, because you shouldn't, because when your skin gets dry, it gets cracky, and then you can get wrinkly, and sun damagey. And then you know, your skin could tear apart and bleed.
Oh my god! Oh, but you gotta take it another step, because like what I do is I just stay in like a crypt like environment, because that really that's the environment for optimal like podcasting. You gotta get some blackout curtains. Yeah, you just turn up that. I don't know, you gotta either have no heater, or if you're in a hot climate, just fucking jack up that AC, and I mean, like, that's prime time right there.
I agree with your environment, but if you're also having a dust bath, then you're drying out your skin.
You gotta moisturize,
so that the dust and the lotion form a paste. Okay. To protect yourself from, you know, the dryness of having the room so cold.
Okay, I hate it.
The paste but, idea?
Okay. Yeah, just the idea of putting paste just all over your body.
Then don't have a dust bath. I think you should use water.
It was metaphorical.
It's a metaphorical
dust bath. It's a metaphorical dust bath.
So, like, I am terrible, and I will sit, like, if I could, I would sit in a bath of oil.
Oil?
Yeah, because oil is so fucking moisturizing.
Like sunflower oil or like
no,
crude
no,
oil are we talking about?
I'm thinking more along the lines of like almond oil, Vaseline. With a little bit of lavender. Oh my god, I could just stick my feet in some Vaseline.
Okay,
just stick my foot, the whole foot into
I feel like we need to do a step back. If you're going to be talking about dipping your whole body in a vat of oil, we need to put a fucking content warning on this baby in this podcast.
Like, maybe. Okay.
Like, you just want to jump in and, like, get, like, deep fried or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that imagery that you're putting forward.
No. Think of it more like a Herbie oil bath. Okay, that just makes me sound like a chicken now.
Yeah,
right?
Now you're getting seasoned.
Are we talking about, like, Roman Greco, like, levels of oil or what?
I'm thinking, so I'm Indian. And in Indian culture, we have a school of medicine. You know, like how the Chinese have acupuncture and acupressure and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's called Ayurveda. Okay? And in Ayurveda, there's a lot of sort of massaging involved. And you have different oils that are infused with different herbs and different plants and stuff like that to cure different ailments. So when I was 14... my mom and dad and my sister, we all went to one of these, like, spas, Ayurvedic spas or retreats or medical thingies, and I got to bathe in oil.
Oh, was it like an Achilles situation where they dipped you in oil, but they were holding you by your ankle, and now your ankle's just super dry, so you have to just fucking...
That's why I have to so much... That might be it.
Yeah.
No, but it's so they put you in, like, a 4-inch tub, so it's only, like, 4 inches deep, and it's, like, filled with oil. Okay, and then these masseuses come, and then they do long strokes across your body, and you're just, like, swimming around in the oil. And you feel like a slimy fish, and it's great.
It sounds pretty, like, messy, right? Like,
yeah, it's really messy.
Can you just take a shower afterwards or something? Or
yeah, for sure. Maybe 2 showers to get the smell of the oil out.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be, like, a sensory nightmare. I'm not sure. I'm still processing it.
So I would do it if it was, like, used French fry oil, for sure.
Oh, that, yeah, that, but then, like...
That's a smell I wouldn't want on my body.
I love French fries.
Yeah. What's more potent than the source?
But to be honest, you just have to, like, spend, like, at least, like, 20 minutes at McDonald's to smell like French fry oil. That's not really a far stretch.
The apex of all of this is having an oil bath and eating French fries when you're in the bath.
Oh. Yeah. But, like, oil doesn't taste very good, though, does it? Like, what if you accidentally get some in your mouth?
Yeah, that's true. You need something that, like, goes with oil. Mm. Like, what? Like olives? Ketchup. You're gonna have, like, you just put olives in that bad boy, and you're just scooping out the olives at that oil and just popping them straight into your mouth. I mean, like, that's just... Okay, I think we need to rewind. Okay, teach us about cleaning.
So I recommend, like, Nivea cream. Hashtag not sponsored.
Nivea?
Yeah, I like Nivea. It's my favorite. So you put cream or lotion on your body, and now we get to skincare.
Okay.
Okay? So skincare is should be around a 4-step process or a 3-step process, depending on what time of day it is.
Wait, is moisturizing included in this?
Yeah, but we haven't touched your face yet.
Oh. We've moisturized, but we haven't touched our face?
Yes. You don't touch your face with the body lotion, because otherwise it'll clog your pores.
Oh.
And if it clogs your pores, then you'll get zits.
Oh, okay.
What's the worst zit you've ever had?
Is that a fret? what?
No, it's not a fret.
Oh, I thought it was like a old country for, like, was it a no country for old men situation where, like, the guy turns up to, like, a Phoenix fan and is like, that's the worst you've lost in a coin toss. Like, I'm just gonna wake up, you're gonna be rubbing dirt into my pores.
I could do it.
We had a good bath. Like, we lubed up our entire body, so we're, you know, like, we're nice and limber.
Slippery.
Okay, I hate it. Yeah, now we're lubing
so
up
now
our
we're
face.
Doing no so now we're doing skincare. Okay, so when you were in the bath, we only talked about the body. Now we're talking about the face. So when you're in your shower, you take a specific, I know it's scary, but you take a specific, like, wash for your face, like a specific soap. Okay. And that is because body wash usually strips the face of too many oils, and you want to preserve some of those oils because you don't want to be like the Crypt Keeper.
I mean, I kind of want to be like the Crypt Keeper.
You can be the podcast Crypt Keeper.
Oh, so you're saying, like, if you want to get, like, a lot of wrinkles, then you shouldn't moisturize at all.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, okay.
Okay, so, you could go either way, I guess. Also,
yeah, I've been thinking about growing some, you know, just look more mature.
Some wrinkles.
Yeah,
I got my first,
like,
wrinkle.
No, but you need like a stack of 14, you know, to like.
I have this one wrinkle that I thought was a hair, but it was a crease in my forehead. It was a very depressing day.
So I feel like in this podcast, I feel like with Shota teaching us stuff, I think like. We should, like, have a cutaway with Mandy where, like, it's like a parent-teacher conference where, like, Mandy is talking to Shota and being like, how are my boys doing?
Oh, my
and
God.
And give us, like a reading or whatever and a little parent-teacher conference and see how disappointed Mandy is
at
her performance.
Do you want me to grade you?
Is that the motivation for, like, doing well during the learning? How are we even going to check this? Like, are you going to have, like, is there going to be a test at the end?
So maybe one of the segments of the podcast, right, could be from the previous podcast, what lessons did you implement in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, but how can you prove that, though?
Well, you have to be honest, like when Ollie ordered Suicide Squad, and now it's sitting on my mantle.
Well, yeah, but what if you just lie?
then God will know.
You could lie. I guess you could quiz us to see how much we know about, like, basic life skills.
The skincare gods will come for you.
Oh my God, dude. I didn't know.
It's you know, like, we can do a throwback to the cult episode and you know, talk about skincare cult, because that's a thing.
Is that real?
Yeah, yeah.
What do they worship? Like,
they worship something called cult classics.
What?
Or things that have a cult following, such
shouldn't
as
shouldn't they worship something like the god of skin, like dermatitis or something?
Dermatitis is a really bad thing.
Yeah, but it sounds like a Greek god. It is I, Dermatitis.
Well, I mean, like, the reason it's a bad, I mean, like, you displease Dermatitis. That's why he came for you.
Oh, fuck. It took a turn, you guys.
Oh, actually, that kind of good. I know this is all kind of bringing some Greek god energy, like, you know, bathing in oil. That seems like super fucking decadent, like joyous. Yeah. Just someone just pouring like oil on you. That's definitely Greek,
and like warm, like, oil
god area.
Oh my god. Oh, what the fuck.
Why do you want cold oil poured on you, Matt?
I don't want any oil poured on me.
Okay, but oh, if you god. Did, wouldn't you rather have it be warm?
Well, I mean, it depends how warm, right? I mean, oil can be used as a deadly weapon as well. Just boil the skin off of people and shit. If your people are raiding the castle, just dump out someone's boiling hot oil bath down the fucking... What do they call those things in castles? Over the crenulations or something?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know the exact name of it. Like,
I think there's a special hole for it. The oil hole.
Is it the hole that they shoot the arrows out of?
No, that's different. This one is like, it's just like for dumping oil down to like burn people.
Oh, the tar one. The one where you put tar. Yeah, yeah. I understand.
Tar. Yeah, you probably use hot tar as well.
Okay, but in our case, we're using Nivea skin cream.
Yes, scalding hot Nivea skin cream.
Just pour it on all the bad guys / dry people.
Well, I mean, I guess they couldn't... I mean, you can't really win a fight in full suit of armor covered in Nivea face cream, right?
Yeah, you'd just be lubing, slipping around like a slip and slide.
I know, you wouldn't get rusty. Maybe they'd be like, they'd move faster than they've ever in their life. I mean,
oh,
like...
that's true. Yeah, it's probably a petroleum-based product, yeah.
No, it's not. Nivea skin cream is not a petroleum-based product, which is why we like it. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a shea butter.
Shea butter what?
Shea butter is the raw ingredient. So it's like it's like I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that it's got something to not shea butter, sorry, cocoa butter. I believe that that's just the fat that is taken off chocolate beans, cocoa beans.
Oh, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. What?
So cacao, the seeds. This is what I believe. I may be wrong, but the like cacao seeds are made up of the dark chocolate. And then cocoa butter. So when you refine the cacao seed, you take out the fat to get the chocolate.
Ah, like a liposuction.
Like a liposuction. They liposuction the cacao seed.
Oh my god!
And then you take the cocoa butter and you rub it on your body.
What? Just right away?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, straight off that hot nut, you just kind of lather yourself.
Just roll around in it.
Cocoa, what are they called? Cocoa pods or whatever. Like, don't they go through a lot to become chocolate? Like, I think they get fermented and...
Yeah, they do. That's why chocolate's so fucking expensive.
Is chocolate expensive?
Yeah, that's why Snickers bars are cheap, because it's barely chocolate.
Oh yeah, it's all that fucking nougat.
If you think about Lindor chocolate, like actual Lindt chocolate...
No, but I'm a slut for that nougat. Like, I just,
but
like...
How good... Like, the Lindt chocolate with, like, the hazelnuts in it?
Okay, let me tell you a story about Kit Kat Chunky Peanut Butter Edition.
Oh, no. Every time.
I fucking love Kit Kat Chunky.
It's so good. But, it's Kit Kat Chunky and it's hollowed out and they just stuff that bad boy with peanut butter. And it's, like... Like, I only ever see it in an airport. But
every
like,
time we travel, Ollie goes looking for the peanut butter chunky.
I search for it. It's like...
And every time we see Kit Kat Chunkies that are not just, you know, like the classic flavor in the grocery store.
Now get that shit away from me.
Ollie will go and like he will like look behind the candy bars to check the peanut butter chunky. It's like, no, you're hiding it from me.
It's my fucking white whale.
And of course, this year he hasn't had any. Because,
Can't you order them online?
Yeah, you probably could. I haven't searched. I mean, like, I'm not that desperate. Like, I'm not just shaking.
I think that it's like the pumpkin spice latte. You know, it's really special because you could only get it in like September, October. Of course, this year they decided to fucking take it away from us.
Fucking well, maybe it's for the good of you know, the human race.
It's not, Matt.
Well, if you think about it, like, you don't have your pumpkin spice latte this year, but next year you're gonna want it even more when it's back.
I don't like you.
Well, don't they? What's that thing they say where it's like something something? the heart grows fonder if, like, it's not, like, nearby.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, dude. Fucking distance. Get that shit away from me. Pumpkin spice. Like, it makes my heart grow fonder. Like, oh, my heart. It's very fond. I'm feeling very fond right now. Big fond vibes. That's what it means, right?
Yeah. Fine.
Fine.
Fine. I'll concede.
I didn't think we were going to get, like, philosophical or, like...
Okay, we're talking about skincare. Good old scrubbing
is what we are talking about.
No, so there's this guy on YouTube that I've started watching who no one can understand. Like, he talks so fast and his accent is so American. I know my accent's American, but, like, his accent's so American and talks at the speed of a bullet train and no one can understand what he's saying. But he says that you shouldn't use fragrance, that you should use things that are gentle on the skin, and if you use a scrub, you should be put to death.
That's pretty steep. Like,
so if it's a sugar scrub or
a rice scrub, it's okay. It's like, you know, a slap on the wrist, maybe a fine. But if you use something like a walnut scrub, now you guys can, you know, like, I'll tell you a little bit about Kylie Jenner. So if you use a walnut scrub, then you should be put to death. So he believes that Kylie Jenner should be put to death because...
Is this like a revolt situation? Like, are we going to expect anything? Or like...
Maybe we should expect something because Kylie Jenner released a skincare line. I don't know. I think it was last year. Maybe earlier this year. I mean, time has no longer... really real, right?
Yeah, time is meaningless. Like, who knows when we're even going to publish this podcast? But, like, you know, like...
So maybe 2019, she released a skincare line. And in the skincare line was something called a walnut scrub, where she broke down walnuts and then she made you scrub it on your face.
I mean, I'm into it. I mean, I like walnuts. I mean, they're okay. Mm.
So what happens is that when the, whether it's sugar or whether it's walnuts or whatever it is, if the particles that you're scrubbing on your face are not consistent in size and shape, right, then you can scratch the dermis and then, you know, invoke the wrath of dermatitis.
Yeah, and our boy comes back.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. He'll come back with a vengeance, make you all dry and crusty. A little bit itchy, you know, a little bit red.
In my head, like, dermatitis, because he's, like, the goddess skin, he doesn't look like... When I think of, like, a Greek god, I think of Hermes, right?
Yeah.
He's, like, got the winged boots and shit, and he's got, like, a special hat or something. But, like, all I can see is, like, a pillow-shaped object made of skin and, like, just little wings.
Wait, like a blanket, like a duvet you've just fucking rolled up.
No, he looks like a pillow. Like, he's like a little, like, cube, like a rectangular shape, right? And the corners of the pillow is like, that's elbow skin.
No, man.
He's got, like, little wings to fly around and, like...
Yeah, I think I kind of picture it. There was a Doctor Who episode where there was, like a future human. That was, like, the last human that was, like... She was just, like, a piece of skin they stretched onto, like, a canvas.
Because and she wanted to be thin.
Yeah, and she was like, moisturize me.
See, she needs moisturizing. Oh.
Okay, so what I've learned is wash your feet, bathe in pure oil, and...
No!
And just, like, brutal force if we use any kind of scrubbing. Just, like, capital punishment.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sandblasting.
No sandblasting.
No sandblasting, no walnut scrubs. Okay? If you want to
Can I reuse the oil after I've dipped in it?
No. Wait, well, yeah, you... no.
Is walnut oil because allowed? I'm very confused. So no nuts at all? Like, no nuts are allowed?
I mean, you can have almond oil. But no almond bits.
Why?
Because then you will invoke the wrath of dermatitis.
Oh, okay.
So dermatitis only likes smooth. He doesn't like fucking chunky nuts.
Yes, okay. That's it. That's what it is. He likes to be smooth and moisturized. Okay, so going back, you don't have to have an oil bath if you don't want to. But you do have to have a Nivea bath.
What is that? Nivea what? What just specific lotion. Product?
Okay, oh, there's also in-bath moisturizers.
Are you sure you're not sponsored? did you come here with a sponsorship and then tell us about it?
It doesn't have to technically Nivea. It's just that in Dubai, all we get is Nivea.
When you it comes have Dove to... there? What about Dove? No, what's but, the lowdown like, on Dove, get... dude? Is Dove actually, like, bad or something?
Okay, yeah. No, the thing is that Nivea is 5 dirhams cheaper than Dove. So, because they're pretty similar, I take the Nivea because, you know, pinch a penny, pinch a pound.
Yeah, so it's a working man's moisturizer.
It's the working man's moisturizer. And it smells really good. Okay, well, but let's talk about chemical exfoliants.
Chemical exfoliant?
Yep, so we prefer chemical exfoliation to physical exfoliation. So physical exfoliation is the walnut scrub.
Okay.
A chemical exfoliation is some sort of acid.
Okay. So you're trying to remove something with exfoliation, right? You're trying to peel the skin away or something? Or
yeah, so you're basically taking off your dead skin.
So wait, so you don't need so no elbow grease or just like any kind of thing that uses so it's okay to burn off your skin, but you can't just like rip yeah. off your skin. Okay.
And the reason for that is that if you rip it off, then you might not do it consistently.
What if I use an orbital sander?
I mean, if you find an orbital sander that will not rip all your skin off.
Yeah, I'll just put it on low setting or something.
Let me know how that goes. But I will be talking to your mom about it. It will go in your report card.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so how would the... Okay, I don't want to hear any more about, like, removing your skin, just really just sanding it down, so no rough edges.
I could tell you about glycolic acid and lactic acid and citric acid.
So how would this podcast go? Like, would you just, like, school us and scold us and stuff? Or, like, would there be, like, a quizzing section? Or
I think there should be a quizzing section. I, in fact, think that you should tell me now 3 things that you have learned seriously from our ramblings.
Just real, like, lube up. Just oil your whole body like you're a Greek god. Just kind of really just kind of get in there. Every single crevice, you just kind of...
Okay.
You think dermatitis has any tattoos?
I don't know. I feel like that they might get infected because I'm just like just dripping in oil, just fucking 24/7, dude.
Oh no.
I mean, if you're like the goddess skin, right? I'm sure tattoos are a very important part of skin culture. You know,
yeah.
The skin people.
Maybe. Wait, but is he the god of skin or is he the god of skincare?
I think maybe
he's just the god of skin. I'm sure they're one and the same. Skin.
Does he have like a cape of skin or like what kind of?
Oh, yeah, god. Like he has got some kind of like folds,
maybe,
right? The more skin, the better.
Maybe,
yeah.
But is it human skin or is it animal skin or is it all skin?
Maybe it's just all kinds, like little ribbons. Yeah. I don't know.
Because then he could be dressed in leather and wearing a fur.
Oh god! Oh, no, that's
wait. Is dermatitis a lever daddy? Is that why he likes to punish people who don't moisturize? Is because he's a lever daddy?
That's his kink.
Yeah.
He wants to just slip all over
you. Yeah, dermatitis loves when you don't fucking, like, moisturize your skin. He's like, oh yeah, I fucking abuse that shit. Yeah. He's into it.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what I think, it should be structured, right? Like, so we should talk about the lesson, right? Then we should have a ramble so that you guys get good and distracted, and then we should do a pop quiz, and that's what the episode should be.
But what happens if we fail the pop quiz? Well, like, what are the consequences? Not being
we get a bad
like tell Mandy on you.
Yeah, Mandy's gonna whip us. I don't know,
she'll make you pay $50 again like she did for what's your damage.
No, she's gonna get a Switch and she's gonna whip us, and I don't mean like a whip, I mean like a Nintendo Switch. She's gonna beat us down to the ground.
Oh my god, why?
No, she's so the different lessons could be, because see, this was skincare, but we could do like how to bake a cake. We could do how to clean the kitchen.
Why do I need to learn how to bake a cake?
Why not?
When would I ever bake a cake? I would just buy
one. On my birthday.
But I would buy a cake because if I made a cake, I would do it badly. So, like, so this surely is that's something you should leave to a professional.
So this is to teach you how to do it goodly.
But so, like, every birthday I have to go to from now on is, like, I have to bake them a whole cake every time I go?
No. But I could teach you how to wrap presents.
I think you should teach us contingency plans. Otherwise, that's not good teaching. Like, it's like, because if you bake one cake, you get the reputation of being, the cake baker. So you need to, like, every single birthday, you need to be, like, you need to bake a cake. So, like, how would you, like...
So we would learn party etiquette and how to say goodbye when, you know, to toxic people who just expect cakes from you.
Well, yeah, it's because they know, like, oh yeah, you know, Matt, you know, he bakes a cake. He's the cake guy. If you want to, you know, just ask him. He'll do it. Like, what is he going to say? No.
One of the lessons could be role playing on how to say no to people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, one lesson is, like, how to poison a cake.
Oh my god, yes. We could even do that. I could teach you how to poison a cake and then dissolve the body in lime. What is it? Lime scale? No, what is it? In lime. In just lime. But L-Y-M-E.
Yeah, but, like, then you become the cake poison guy. And then, okay. Like, you know, someone's like, oh, I want to kill my grandma, but, like, she only eats, like, chocolate cake. Oh, we'll take it to, you know, take it to Matt. He poisons cake all the time. And, you know, everyone's going to come to you for their fucking cake poisoning. Isn't it more economical? Like, if you don't know, then they can't make you do it.
I think I have lost the thread a little bit.
I think now's a good time to rate this bad boy. I mean, like, you know, we have, like, I guess we have the guidelines of what this podcast would be like. You know, like, we have, like, she'll like, come bearing, like, a lesson. Mandy's gonna just, like, whip us a little bit if we get it wrong. You know, there'll be more quizzing, more whipping, and then, like, we'll say goodbye, and then... Yeah, that's what this is.
I don't want to get whipped, man. I
mean, no, like... you don't have to get whipped. I think it's just gonna be report cards, you know, because Mandy's in New York.
Yeah, I know. There'll be some amount of scolding, I'm guessing. Or, like, maybe it's just, like, the mental shame. We'll just be shamed. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna go on the shame-o-meter. Have you guys talked about the shame-o-meter before?
No.
I think you have. In What's Your Damage, I think I'm a big fan, guys. So in What's Your Damage, you use the shame-o-meter on how long it takes you to answer something. And the more ashamed you get, the less likely you're going to answer it, and then it goes to the other person.
I feel like this is getting too much, like, inside baseball. So I don't know.
Oh my god.
Okay, well that's a different what do you
guys
want to
name this podcast?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to a name.
Self-care 100.
Yeah, okay, so that's one of those. It's got to be more like, because, like, it's not very self-explanatory. People think, like, self-care 100 is this 100 ways to care for oneself.
So self-care 10, huh?
What about something like show to sanitation school? Where you could teach us how to be, like, how to be clean.
I mean, not all of it's being clean.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna teach you.
Don't sneeze on your feet.
Oh my god, I can't even. Show to sanitation.
Moisturize your suit of armor.
And then, like, we could do a spin-off with, like, sex ed and be like, show to night school.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. For hygiene at night, right?
Yeah.
Like, use two pumps of soap at night if the lights are off, so the germ, because the germs are asleep.
Yeah, that's what we meant. That's okay.
Okay, I mean, what are you gonna rate this podcast out of how many
moistures?
Yeah, moistures. I don't know. I think, like, maybe
how many dips?
How moist is your rating gonna be?
Can I not dip it? I'd rather not dip it. I know. Like, I'd invoke, like, maybe 8 dermatitis's rafts out of 10. I don't know. I feel like I feel like if we went down this podcast route, like, there'd be a lot of whipping. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'd probably zone out halfway through. There'd be some pummeling. I think Mandy would come on and shame me a little bit. Like, I don't know.
My main concern is that I'm 100% going to be fucking bad at half of this shit. So, like, I'm going to incur some injury, no doubt.
I think you're going to be fantastic. Hold on, Matt. The dog is going crazy.
Okay.
He really wants to fucking leave us. Go on, Tigger. It just close the door. Okay, and we're back.
It's all in as well? All these,
Well, almost. Oh, you okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, I don't think you'd be bad at it, Matt. I think you'd be pretty good at it. I think that I think that every day or every week you could add one skill.
Yeah, but then, you know, if you have too many skills, like I was saying before, like, you know, like, oh, Matt's the wash your hands kind of guy, you know, he's always washing his hands. Like, once you know
Matt,
how to wash
your
hands. Then...
Sometimes you don't have time. Go wash your hands. Wash your hands right now. Protect yourself from... Okay. I'm going to give this maybe 6 dips. Ooh. Out of 10.
Dips? Dips of what? Of oil
dips
bath?
Into
oil
the
bath
oil.
Dips?
Just, no, 10 toes. So you just dip toes in, just like, oh.
I just
dip the toe.
The reason why, like, I like the idea of the podcast, but the reason I can't be, like, 100% is, like, some of it does seem like weird medieval torture. Like, I don't wanna be dipping in oil. That's...
I'll dip you in oil.
I know, it's like a, like, I don't know, I feel like...
Isn't oil very flammable? Like...
Yeah, I feel like I'm, like, just, like... maybe I'm a podcast away from being flayed or something. I don't know. It'd be deep fried or whatever.
Okay. So I think that this podcast could work, but maybe instead of giving just, you know, like tips on skincare and shit, I could say things like how to actually put poison into the cake that you're baking, but still make it taste delicious. Like real life skills. I think it could be improved. I think my podcast idea could be improved.
Yeah, I think it would be really good press for the podcast if it was used in court. So I think that might be a good idea.
Oh, dude, I would love a fucking just a podcast episode to be referenced like in a fucking court case, like, yeah. On from murder.
That's how we'd get more people listening, is if it was on a true crime podcast. Just,
and
like...
Also, like, guys, remember, how-to videos are what rule the internet.
Oh, yeah. But so how-to what? Like, what do they usually, like, teach you how to do?
Well, how to cut your hair at home. So, our episode could be how to give yourself a faux hawk and make sure that, you know, you still keep your job. Or how to give yourself an at-home haircut and then make it look really good on Zoom. So then the whole haircut episode is about how to cut your hair using the Zoom viewfinder.
But do you have to? I think I'm kind of like a bowl cut kind of guy.
How to use a bowl to cut your hair. You know, there's something for everyone, I think.
What happens, but then people are going to, like, blame us, though, when they fuck up their haircut.
Okay, so...
If they can't make their own choices, that's not...
You have to put a disclaimer at the beginning
of
the episode.
We'll definitely... I think half the podcast should be a disclaimer. So, like, we don't want any liability, but
okay,
I mean...
So maybe to summarize this episode, instead of skincare and hygiene, okay, this episode is about how to take an oil bath effectively.
You just scrubbed everything else.
I think so. I think that you should wash your feet and then get into the oil bath.
I think this isn't skincare. I think this is like a kink we've discovered. Of like you just kind of have like you just have like an obsession
to
oil.
I am not sexually aroused by oil. I just enjoy it.
Well, nobody
gonna
was.
Be,
I didn't. Was anybody saying
court?
That?
In court?
I beg your pardon, Matt.
Oh, nothing. I was just, you know, lube. There's a lot of lube involved.
I think we need to end this podcast before this is used in court. This is a podcast. We don't want to. Okay, so please don't sue us. If you decide to,
who's gonna sue us?
If you decide to dip your entire body in oil, just for a second, like please
just
don't
enjoy
drown.
It.
Don't drown in the oil. Don't be near fires after dipped in the oil. Just chill. I mean,
and remember, you are becoming one with the ancient art of moisturizing.
Yeah, dude. Basically, like, if you take a bath in oil, that's kind of like what you're going to be in, like, 8 million years, right? Because eventually you're going to get turned into oil.
I mean, I
so it's kind of like being one with your future self. Yeah. Like a little baby. Like you're a little oil baby. A lube baby. Covered
that,
in...
That's a podcast.
Fine. You guys don't want to hear about my fucking new cult idea of the lube baby.
No one's lubing any babies. No one's talking about becoming fucking fossil oil. This has gone too far.
I love
cut
oil.
Cut it, please. I beg you.
Baby oil is nice too.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.